My name is Tyler Fornes, and I am one of the co-hosts of the Good, the Bad, and the Hungy AEW podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcasting Network. We take a broad scope approach to the world of All Elite Wrestling and the entire universe of Tony Khan. We talk about the big matches, the big stars, the promos, the storylines, and we also look at it from a big picture perspective. How are things going to change over the course of the next 10 years with AEW still in the picture? How are companies like WWE going to adapt and adjust to AEW? Are they going to be a similar way like they did with WCW in the late 1990s? Will there be a counterpunch? We talk about all of that and more on The Good, The Bad, and The Hungy every week on the Voice of Wrestling Network.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Welcome to Jumping Bomb Audio.
Everyone, and welcome back to Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. My name is Taylor, and I am joined, as always, by my very good friend and co-host, Kelly. Kelly, how's it going?
It's going all right. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I also realize in saying that, if I say it really fast, it seems like I'm calling you Kelly Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't want to do.
You ready for the extreme expose? Was that it? Was that her segment?
I think it was called that.
Yeah.
No extreme expose on this show. Now the zombie. I might allow. Not the extreme expose.
I still remember just being young boy Kelly being like, "Wow, am I gonna get to see boobies on the Sci-Fi Channel?"
And the answer was no.
Did not get to see boobies on the Sci-Fi Channel.
No. So sorry. And this is what you became.
Yep, and now I'm here.
Yeah. Well, we've got stuff to talk about, but before we do, let's get in the plugs. Of course, we're changing up the plugs this week because you can follow this podcast on Blue Sky. That's right. I finally did it.
Yay.
I made a Blue Sky account. And I made it real easy to find us. You know why? Because we have the exact same at, even though I probably could have gotten Jumping Bomb Audio. That's right. We're on Blue Sky at J Bomb Audio. I don't know if you have to do the whole like J Bomb Audio dot, what is it? Blue Sky dot.
I don't think so.
I
still don't understand that part of Blue Sky.
You can follow us on Blue Sky. That is where we will be posting. Twitter/X is out.
Yeah.
Very uncool.
X the everything app? More like Y the nothing app.
Got him big time.
Boom, roasted.
And of course, you can follow both of us on Blue Sky, Kelly at Comic Geek Kelly and me at Tame Main. But all the info is the same, just the place is different. So follow us there. Give us some follows. We need to make up our follower count for the Jumping Bomb Audio on Blue Sky. So give us a follow there. Subscribe to us on your podcast app of choice. And you know, if that app of choice happens to be Apple Podcasts, we would really love a 5-star rating and review. And if you're feeling extra generous, you can donate to the show at redcircle.com/shows/jumping-bomb-audio. So let's get into it. What are we going to be talking about today? Well, we are talking about Sendai Girls, the top of Joshi wrestling. Happened on March 19th at Yoyogi National Gymnasium number 2 in front of, supposedly, 3,520 people. Is that number real?
Who can you say? Decide.
Who can
like
say?
It looked like a pretty full crowd, but I don't know.
I think people were saying it's more people than can fit reasonably in the setup.
I think, yeah.
So, there were like, a lot of people there.
If you're going to doctor numbers like that, at least make it make sense.
Or just go crazy and do as many people as you can.
Yeah, 81,000.
But it was a good crowd, Kelly, as you said. What did you think of the show overall?
I thought it was a pretty good show overall. Fun, just decent undercard, and then a killer main event.
I thought it was solid, if unspectacular. That would be my review of the show. I think I probably, based on what you've just said, not knowing your opinion, I was probably lower on the main event than you were. But I thought it was fine. It sort of moved along at a good pace, and then it was over, and I just sort of moved on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a show in 6 months I think I'll ever think about in any way ever again, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, we'll think about it in 8 months when we're making our list of stuff where it's like, well, how does this rank on the show of the year list?
I don't know that I will think about it in 8 months.
I might just look
at it and go, what? I don't remember that show.
I feel like, well, I mean, we're only at the end of March, so yeah, there's still a lot to come. But I don't feel like we have a front runner for like, oh my God, this show was amazing. Everything was killer.
Well, we've got a lot of shows coming up. A lot of shows happening in America coming up. So maybe one of those. But we'll see. It will help that the show is called The Top of Joshi Wrestling and not just Sendai Girls at Yoyogi National Gymnasium, which will help me remember the show. But yeah, let's get into the matches. The first match of the show, Maria defeating Manami in 5 minutes and 3 seconds in a singles match. Kelly, what did you think of this first match of the show?
I thought it was a really solid opener. They both worked hard. I wasn't really expecting a drop kick to finish the match. I had to like go back and be like, wait, did something else happen that my brain didn't register? The double knees off the top that Manami landed on Maria looked insane. Like that's another, oh, I would have pooped my pants or thrown up moment. But yeah, I liked it. I went 3.25.
I thought it was weirdly short.
It was, yeah.
Like I was sort of watching it being like, okay, this is fine. They'll, you know, kick it into the next gear. Here we go. And then there was a dropkick and it ended. And I was sort of like, that was very odd. Two wrestlers I really like, so I think I was excited to see the match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely have a better match in them.
It's weird that it's listed at 5:03, because if you would have asked me, I would have said it was like 3 minutes and 15 seconds long. It just felt so short. I was like, they're getting into it, and it's over.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's hard to say, as we always say, much about a 5-minute match. Wish they had gone longer.
Mm-hmm.
The next match on the show was an 8-person tag team match. Lina Cross, Nina Samuels, Venny, and you defeating Honoka, Yuna, Yura Suzuki, and Zones in 10 minutes and 7 seconds. You is back, and you is not going to lose matches now. that was my first thought, especially when she was in near the end. I was like, she is 100% going to win this match.
Yep.
Just doesn't lose. I have to say, I know she's been out. You know, good that she's back and healthy. Can't say necessarily that I have missed her.
Yeah, this match was fine. It was whatever. I think my favorite part was the commentary saying this was the match of the young. It was the young team versus the big team.
So did you listen to the English commentary?
Yes.
Okay, I was on the Japanese commentary, so you will be our English representative, English commentary representative for this review. Thought Zones looked good. That was really my one thing. Do we know how tall Lina Cross is? Is she like 5'6"?
I don't know. She looks very tall. Like she
looks, yes, she looks huge, but I think she's also standing next to people who are like 4'10".
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Does Cage Match have a height listed?
It does not.
It does not.
Lina Cross height. Lina Cross, oh, is 6 feet tall.
Okay.
Wow. Exact 6 feet exactly.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. Is this Lina Cross? Wait a minute. Oh, I think it is. Okay. Sorry, I just went on this website, West Australian Pro Wrestling, and the picture of her looks absolutely nothing like her. But then there's another interview. I am 6 feet tall.
Well, perfect. Straight from
the source.
The horse's mouth.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, so she is very tall. I thought that she was just Joshi tall because everyone else in the match is small.
Yeah.
Also, my only other thought, some of these matches, we got to get Venny better gear. We got to improve the gear. This trash bag look that she brings out sometimes, I'm not a fan of. It's just like black, boring black gear.
Yeah.
And because sometimes she does wear stuff where I'm like, oh, this is fun. This is exciting. And then sometimes it's like,
yeah,
this is my like second backup gear that I have.
This is my rainy day gear.
Yeah. But the match was fine. Whatever. I was not offended. I was not excited.
Nah.
That's me. The next match was another singles match. Jaguar Yokota defeating Sakura Hirota in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. The only note I have on this match, Daichi torture, which made this a match for Kelly.
Yeah, I had the thought during this match that Hyper Misao is what if Sakura Hirota was good.
Wow. I can't believe this match went longer than the opening match.
Yeah. I mean, I can.
I guess I can, but I guess maybe I wish.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I have nothing to say. Nah. I think I've made my opinions on Sakura Hirota fairly well.
You've seen one of these matches, you've seen them all. At least this one wasn't a 2 out of 3 falls.
Yeah. They're all pretty much the same. I don't find them all that funny.
No.
And they're on every one of these shows.
Yep.
Not wrestling Iger anymore. That's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all
now
the same.
Yeah, now it's just a rotating cast of people.
The next match was a six-person tag team match. Aja Kong, Kyoko Inoue, Takako Inoue defeated Chikaya Nagashima, Ryu Mizunami, and Yurika Oka in 10 minutes and 28 seconds. Kelly, what'd you think?
There is just something so perfect about Yurika Oka coming out with her banana head while Ryo Mizunami's music is just blasting. I was just like, yeah, this is the vibe we need. This'll get us back. We need, just give us, they should have put Nagashima in some ridiculous outfit too for the party. Like, come on. But that was very fun. I like them as a team together. I liked this match quite a bit. It's kind of like your ideal inconsequential undercard tag where it's like there's nothing really, it's not gonna be anything amazing, but it was very entertaining and solid throughout. So I enjoyed this.
The thing that stuck out to me was Yurika Oka, I think is really good, has been in the tag team with Mio, who is now injured, so is sort of stuck. I hope that she could get some singles opportunities, because I think sort of Mio is the quote-unquote star of that team.
Yeah.
They're both really good, but obviously Mio is the person that people sort of talk about first. But I think they're both equally good. And I would hope that someone could give her something to do while Mio is out instead of just hanging out in multi-person tags, which seems to be the thing she's doing now. But of course, there's some time. But I was impressed by her. She really got crushed at the end, showed some good fight. So that was my hope, made me think of their tag team, and hopefully that she can do some interesting things instead of just waiting it out until her partner's back.
Mm-hmm.
The next match, this got us to the top part of the card, was a hardcore match, Jazz Chisako defeating Risa Serra in 17 minutes and 12 seconds. Kelly, your thoughts on this hardcore match?
I gotta say first that I loved the experience of watching this with the English commentary, because it just felt like watching a match with two good-natured, like, middle school teachers who, everything they said, they're like, oh, it's so dangerous. There's just a certain, like, tone of, oh, get down off there. You're gonna get hurt. So that was a lot of fun. You know, the Dash hardcore matches always deliver. She took two crazy looking falls, including that one to the outside, which looked insane, but also the camera shot wasn't great on it, so that sucked. You know, Risa Serra always shows no regard for the health of her knees, and I love her for that. And just, you know, best at this point, it was the best match of the show by far. I went 3 3/4 on it.
I also went 3 3/4. I just like that Dash Chisako, a hardcore match to her means put a ladder up and I'll just jump off of it.
Yeah.
Four different ways
throughout
the match. Like, oh, I'll just get really high on this ladder and just jump off.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, the highlight of the match was the center of the ring ladder tilt onto the table, which I thought they had set up two tables. So I'm like, oh, they were just being safe.
I think the one just like got taken down or something.
Well, and then they cut over there and I'm like, oh, there's only one table. That's very risky to be like, I'm going to jump and land exactly on this one table.
Because at one point there were two there.
No, there were, because they went over there at the beginning of the match and set two up.
Yeah. So it's like, what happened to the other one?
I don't know. Maybe the other one got moved because then they did that jump off the Dash did the jump off of the lighting
tower. That was cool.
What it is. I thought it was interesting, the move to put the chair inside the ladder to keep it open.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I had never seen before. I don't know if anyone's done that, but I was like, oh, that's an interesting. I mean, it took Dash a second to like move the ladder into the right place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really enjoy this match too. I thought it was mostly Dash just doing crazy things, as sometimes these matches are.
Yep.
Great Kabuki cameo at the beginning, which I don't. To me, Great Kabuki seems like he must be 150 years old.
He's got to be, right?
But I know he isn't, right? I don't know how old he is. Because I'm like, well, he did wrestle in the 80s, which means if he was even 30, he'd be like 70-something. He is 76. Okay.
Yeah, he seems like he should be so much older than that.
He just feels like a guy who was old 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And so you're like, he's got to be over 100 years old. But he's not. He's only 76. So that was fun. But yeah, I was 3 3/4 up until this point. Definitely the highlight of the show. And sort of what I thought at the time was a good kickoff into the bigger matches of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The next match was our first title match for the Sendai Girls Junior title. Aya Sakura defeating Chi Chi in 10 minutes and 2 seconds to become the new Sendai Girls Junior champion. Thought this was a solid, sort of straightforward match. Wasn't blown away. I thought Aya Sakura looked good. I wish she'd lay in some of her kicks a little bit more, because I think they look good in movement, but then you can sort of see the, like, and I'm going to kick, here we go, and right at the last second I'm going to hold back so I don't fully kick you in the head.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, she's very fluid in movement, but it's like one or two of these have got to be like, boom, like big kick.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought she looked good, and I thought it was a solid match.
I really liked this match. I actually ended up going 4 stars on it. I think at the moment, Chi Chi is one of my favorite wrestlers to watch, because she's like at the stage in her career where she's kind of starting to put everything together. So I feel like every singles match she has is just slightly better than the last, and I think this is her best performance yet. I thought they did a really good job with like the limb work and stuff. And I thought Sakura put in a great performance in the selling. Like, I thought she was going to tap out to the figure four. I thought for sure it was over. But they put on a really good match. I was very happy with this.
The semi-main event was for the Sendai Girls tag team titles. The champion team of Red Energy, Mika Iwata, and Miyuki Takase defeating the Stardom duo Hi-Hi Mate, Hanako, and Mika in 12 minutes and 42 seconds. I thought this was a good showcase for Hanako. I was happy to see the Sendai Girls team getting a win, because I was worried they would just be beaten by everyone. But didn't really ever get to the point that I thought it could, because I thought this could be pretty good, and I thought it sort of just stayed at a nice level, but nothing blew away for me.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a solid interpromotional match. I thought it had some good fire behind it. The closing sequence with Iwata and Hanako was really good. Yeah, I ended up going 3 3/4 on it. I enjoyed it, but like it could have been better, I think. Also kind of short, now that I look at the time.
Yeah, 12:42. Almost 5 minutes shorter than the hardcore match. Yeah. I mean, that was part of it, that it felt like the show moved along very well, because really there were no long matches. There was no match over 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Barely any matches over 19, which was the main event. But yeah, it just felt like it sort of moved quickly, because I think most of the matches didn't really go that long.
Yeah.
And then the main event, the Sendai Girls World title match, Chihiro Hashimoto defeating Meiko Satomura in 19 minutes and 6 seconds to win the Sendai Girls World title. Kelly, I will go to you first for your thoughts.
I mean, I was shocked that Satomura had lost. I figured she was retiring with the belt. But this match was awesome. I thought it was a fantastic end to her title run. They, you know, just beat the shit out of each other. The powerbomb to end the match is one of the gnarliest powerbombs I've ever seen. And like, if I would not be shocked at all if Satomura was just legit knocked out from that, because that was brutal. I liked how this match felt like someone that is on their way out. Like, it felt like for the first time in this run that Satomura was kind of having to face that her body is slowing down and can't keep up the way she wants it to. It's like there was a lot of times where her just facial expressions were just like, well, shit, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of what you should have been doing this whole run, I think. But, you know, it made this match great. This wasn't her retirement match, but I really think this could have been a great one to go out on. And Hashimoto was awesome. So I really enjoyed this. I went 4.5.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
I was slightly lower. I went 4 stars. I liked it. I think it probably didn't quite meet my expectations. I think part of that is that Mako sort of is at the point, especially now at this point, less than 1 month from retirement, is slowing down a bit. Still enjoyed it. I also found it was interesting. I thought that Chihiro won, but sort of thinking about it, I was like, oh, that could have been a great moment to sort of bring someone else up and have them beat Mako to sort of end this. You know, Chihiro, it's great for her to win, but this is now her 6th title reign.
Yeah.
And it feels like something she doesn't really need. Because it's like, well, she's the star of the promotion, and she's like, here's the star of the promotion. She's beating Mako, and now she's still the star of the promotion. In a way, I don't know who it would be because the Sendai Girls roster is not exactly full of depth, I would say.
Yeah, I feel like that's just the story of how their booking has always been and will always be.
Yeah, I guess I should just think, well, it's good that Mako didn't just retire with the belt
And
ride off into the sunset. But it was just a thing. It didn't really bother me, but it was just something I was thinking about just to be like, well, they haven't really made anyone who could fit in that spot. Like, I'm not saying, oh, it shouldn't have been Hashimoto. It should have been, I don't even know. But just the odd to be like, oh, the last thing, oh, we're going to put over the person who's winning the title now for the 6th time in their career. But again, liked it, but I wasn't blown away. I think I've, you know, having seen better and having such high expectations sort of let me down, but still liked it, went 4 stars. So I thought it was good, which is probably why, you know, Kelly, if you really liked it, would probably make the difference. I sort of left being like, oh yeah, a solid 4-star match. I had a 3.75 on the hardcore, but that was sort of why I thought, oh, a solid show, some good stuff, but largely, to me, wasn't all that spectacular.
Yeah, I was higher on that and the junior title match, so that's why I enjoyed it more than you did, I think.
Well, that was the Sendai Girls top of Joshi Wrestling. What else was going on in the last 2 weeks? Well, Stardom had a few shows on the 22nd. The Stars duo, the champions, Hanan and Saida, successfully defended their tag titles against another Stars duo, Mayu Iwatani and Momokogo, retaining those titles. New Blood 20 happened on March 27th. Empress Nexus Venus, the champions Hanako and Waka Tsukiyama, retaining those tag titles against Aya Sakura and Yuna Mizumori of Cosmic Angels. Marigold had a show, a Corican Hall show, just a few hours ago. The top three of that show, Kelly, I know you haven't seen, gotten to that show yet, but Mai Sakurai defeating Arena Yamanaka to retain the United National title. Kelly, if you were worried that Marigold didn't have enough low experience rookie types, no worries. Arena Yamanaka is here. Less than 50 great. Matches and getting a title match.
Fantastic.
I thought, we'll see how this is. And let me tell you, they botched the very first move of the match.
Great.
It was very thrilling. I will say the match after that was pretty okay. Arena got busted open hard way and was bleeding out of her nose, which very much helped the match. Other than that, I think people know how I feel about Mai Sakurai. I don't think she was any different here. So I would say, wouldn't recommend. However, the semi-main, although I believe on the show they called it a double main event, the semi-main, Nanai Takahashi and Sarah Yamaoka defeating Takumi Iroha and Senka Akatsuchi to retain the tag titles. This may be, it's certainly close. I would say it's in the top three Marigold matches of all time very easily.
Really? Okay. Okay.
It is really good. It really helps. Here's an idea for Rossi. Bringing in a great experienced wrestler to wrestle in matches like Takumi Iroha is a good idea to do.
I don't know. She seems like she has a little too much experience.
Too much experience. This was great. Senka was really good. I actually thought, I'm sure some people will disagree with me here, I thought Sari was the, of the four workers in the match, was the weakest, was the number four worker. I thought Takumi Iroha clearly was number one, but I thought it was just wrestled with a great energy. Senka is one of those rookies that just wrestles with sort of an edge. You know, came in, the match started with Senka and Sari facing off, and they were like scrapping on the ground. They were going for submissions, the referees like ripping them apart. I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is really exciting. Exciting enough that when Takumi and Nanai tagged in, I was sort of like, ah, I wanted to see more of that, even though they were then very good.
Yeah.
But Senka was going for like shoot pins. At one point, I think she had Nanai in a submission or something, and Nanai was climbing towards the ropes, crawling towards the ropes. And Senka was like moving her body to block, but then like putting all her body weight on her. And I was like, this is really, really good. It was super exciting, hard hitting. If I had one complaint, I think there were too many middle of the ring forearm exchanges. There was like four or five separate ones, which I
thought, yeah, that's a lot.
I was like, I could do without one or two of these, especially because then they would go out of it and like hit each other with suplexes. And I was like, this is really good. So a super match. I went 4.5 stars on it. I thought it was really good. Match ended, and there was a sort of pull-apart brawl between Team Marigold and Team Marvelous to set up a six-person tag that's going to happen on the next Corican Hall show. So that is good. I'm looking forward to that, getting some Marvelous people in here, getting some talented wrestlers in the ring. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch this tonight.
The main event, Utami successfully defending her title against Bozilla. You know, Rossi looked at this roster. He went out in public. He said, they stink. They're bad. And he said, you know what will help? You know what will make this promotion better? If I make a bad Oedo Tai knockoff that can interfere in matches very annoyingly. And so he did that. And that is the Darkness Revolution. Interfering in this match to help Bozilla in a way that really annoyed me. And
who is the Darkness Revolution?
Darkness Revolution is, well, let's see, because I don't have all the people. Are they a faction yet on Cage Match?
Is it that, is it like that Megaton Joker?
The Darkness Revolution is Bozilla, Chiaki, Megaton, Misa Matsui, and Nagisa Nozaki.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So that was very annoying. I thought not at all needed.
Does Chiaki know how to use a chair yet?
I don't know that they used a chair in the match. So I don't know. They were doing some ref pulling at one point when Utami had the match won. They pulled the ref out of the ring, which seems to me every time it happens, it should be a DQ. The ref should be able to say, hey, someone pulled me out of the ring.
Or is the ref like, well, I didn't see it.
I felt it, but I didn't see it. And then after the match, Mirai challenged Utami for the title. So we'll see when that happens. So that was Marigold. Definitely go out of your way to check out that tag title match. As I said, I don't know if it's the best match in Marigold history because there have been one or two other good ones, but it's certainly... is very high up there. And
the best non-Sari match?
I probably would say that, although... Was there a new Tommy Julia match? I'm already forgetting.
If there was, I don't recall it.
Okay. I mean, I would say the best non-singles match.
Okay.
The best non-singles match probably since that first tag on the first show, the main event.
Yeah.
Which was good. But this was great. And that was Marigold. Also, Seedling had a show on March 20th, main evented by Venny, defeating Yumika Hoda in the cage to retain the Beyond the Sea title. Kelly, what did you think of this one?
I really liked this. It was a pretty wild brawl. I was ready to, at first, kind of drag the match because of the interference. But I think it ended up working out when just the ring, the cage was just full of people all fighting. And like it just kind of added to the wild dangerousness of this match. Hoda had a pretty good blade job. I think they did, you know, they did what they could, but they are definitely limited by Hoda's age at this point. But they made the most of it. The cage itself looked super sketchy, which, again, just helped the match seem even more dangerous. I really enjoyed them using a ladder to climb the cage rather than the cage itself because the cage is so fucking just rickety. And like when Vaney slid down the side of the cage, she is so lucky her ear didn't just get ripped off. Like, that looked gnarly. So, yeah, just a good main event, just felt brutal, like a kind of old school feeling cage match. I went 4 stars on it.
I was annoyed by all the interference. It really is not Seedling's fault for this, but I'm like, I want one cage match in modern times when someone who's not in the match doesn't get in the ring.
Yeah. I think I was more against it when it was just Vaney's crew and not everyone else then, because that's like, all right, cool. This makes sense. Now you guys are just trying to fight them off. And I was like, at least there's some logical progression to the interference rather than everyone just stands outside and watches the one team cheat.
I just knew, and I also sort of knew it was going to happen because they were like, look, we're locking the cage and the key is around Arisa's neck.
Yeah.
So no one can get to it. And I was like, oh, okay. It's just my modern, it's all modern cage matches now are like, well, everyone can just walk in the ring and do whatever they want. I'm like, I just want one because there are really good ones where no one gets in. And so that was my annoyance. I mean, I thought it was good. You know, I definitely appreciate doing something big for the match that's like, we're doing a cage match. I'm like, that's super fun, as opposed to just being like, well, now this is our challenger of the month who's going to lose and we'll just do a regular match and it will be fine.
Yeah.
So wasn't crazy about it, but I liked it enough. It also was felt very short.
Yeah, it really did.
Well. I was like, oh, okay. And we're out and the show's over. So, yeah. Oz Academy had a show just a few hours ago on the 30th. The AAAW tag team titles were on the line. Ryu Mizunami and Sona Kokado successfully defending against the magenta duo of Maria and Riko Kawahata. Tokyo Joshi had the Yuki Arai SKE 48 graduation show just a little bit ago. That show is available on Wrestle Universe as a separate pay-per-view. I believe for members, 2,500 yen. I did not purchase that, but they had a Yuki Arai Rumble, which is when everyone, or not everyone on the roster, but everyone in the match dresses as Yuki Arai. So that's interesting. And if that seems worth 2,500 yen to you, then you can get it on WrestleUniverse.com. And then, of course, one of the bigger news moments of the last 2 weeks, Ice Ribbon had their Cork and Hall show on March 29th. 263 people reported, I believe that was reported by Ice Ribbon, as the attendance, which I think has to make it one of the worst attended Cork and Hall wrestling shows of all time.
Yeah, that's bad.
And Kelly, I know you agree with me. I cannot believe Ice Ribbon still exists.
Yeah, I figured they'd be gone by this point in the year.
Maybe they're making money off renting the dojo enough that they can keep head above water. Seem like a main event. In the main event, Manami Katsu defeated Ibuki Hoshi to retain the Ice Infinity title. I thought maybe having Hoshi back, who seemed like one of the bigger quote-unquote stars of the promotion, very lot of quotes there, would help, but seems that it did not. Yeah, I don't know. Very tough.
Yeah, I would stop running Kirk if I was them.
I feel like we've done about 4 or 5 eulogies for Ice Ribbon.
Yeah, they'll survive. Like at this point, they'll be around forever. But I think run shows out of the dojo at this point.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's what's been going on the last 2 weeks of Joshi. What is coming up? Well, Stardom has a Korakuen Hall show on April 2nd. That show will have Micah versus Mina Shirakawa, as it has been announced that Mina will be moving to AEW full-time. So she will be departing Stardom. Micah, I believe, wanting to have the singles match because she likes Mina's boobs. I believe.
Hell yeah.
The backstory of that.
Micah's just saying what we're all thinking.
Have to give it up to Mina Shirakawa, who sort of started in Tokyo Joshi as the G-Cup idol. That was the focus. Went in Stardom for 1.5, 2 years. And now is getting the bag, going back to being a meme in AEW.
How often do you think we'll actually see her on AEW?
I would say we will see her. Well, I think some of it depends on how featured Mariah May is moving forward.
Well,
and I would say we'll see her probably once every 6 months or so.
Do you think we'll see her more or less than Yuka Sakazaki or Riho?
Well, Riho we never see.
Yeah.
Riho just collects a paycheck. I think she'll do the AEW special, which is that she'll have a program right when she comes in, and they'll give her the graphic of, you know, Mina Shirakawa is All Elite. She'll do that program. Maybe she'll do it with Toni Storm. she'll be featured for a month or two, and then we won't see her for a year.
Yeah. Or she'll go to Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I was about to say, or she'll become a Ring of Honor staple.
Like, so I went to the Collision taping last night, and I was utterly shocked to see the semi-main event for Ring of Honor was an unannounced Tomohiro Ishii match.
They're very good at that, at having unannounced matches that you're like, oh, this is a great match. And no, I mean, I saw Mizuki wrestle.
That's right. AEW, yeah.
With no announcement. No one ever talked about it. It sort of just happened very weirdly. So I'm not at all surprised that that happened.
What is Ishii doing in Milwaukee? Who's flying this man out to Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
What else is coming up? Well, Oz Academy has a Korakuen Hall show on April 13th and is Sona Kokado's 30th anniversary show. She will team with Mako Satomura to take on Mayumi Ozaki and Chikai Nagashima. FWC, Hazuki and Kogama will defend the tag titles against Kohaku and Tsubasa Kuragaki. And the main event will see Ryo Mizunami defend the Oz title against Sayori Ano, which should be a fun match.
Yeah, that's a good card.
Sendai Girls on April 3rd has a main event of Mako Satomura versus Minoru Suzuki. I feel like that match just happened somewhere else. Am I crazy?
Were they both in that train wrestling show?
I don't think so. Hold on. Let me look at.
Because, yeah, I don't. If it did, I didn't see anything about it.
Oh, I guess it didn't happen. Maybe they announced it.
Could be.
And I thought it had already happened. Anyway, that's happening on April 3rd in Sendai Girls. Wave has two shows coming up. One on April 1st, Saya Kamatani will defend against Honoka, will defend the Regina DeWave title. There will also be a tag title defense on that show. And then on 4-5, if Saya Kamatani successfully retains that Regina DeWave title, they will finally give us the most anticipated title match in the history of Joshi wrestling. That's Mm-mm. right. It will be Saya Kamatani versus Sakura Hirota.
Mm-mm, no, thank you.
Also, Tom Nakano will be on that show. So there you go. Kelly, what is coming up in Choco Pro?
They are running a show on the 31st called The Warring Era. You got that main evented by a Super Asia title match with Mei Suruga defending against Chie Koshikawa. And then the semi-main is an Asia Dream tag title match with Antonio Honda and Tokiko Kirihara defending against Sayaka and Makoto. It's kind of like a five-year anniversary show for just the Choco Pro branding, which I think the five-year anniversary was on the 28th, I want to say.
That makes sense. I'm trying to remember. I mean, I'm not going to remember, but 5 years, well, just like us, celebrating yeah. 5 years
around the same time
of great action. But that is everything coming up in the next 2 weeks. Next episode, we will have our WrestleMania weekend preview. We're going to have a lot to talk about on that show. We're going to have Stardom shows. We're going to have Marvelous shows. We're going to have Stardom at Dragon Gate shows to talk about.
Tokyo Joshi x DDT x GCW.
We're going to have some Spark Joshi to talk about. We're going to have lots of Joshi to talk about in the WrestleMania preview. So look forward to that. And now we've reached the end of the episode, so it is time for Kelly's Corner.
I went on the AmazonPrime.com and watched a movie called Street Trash, which is a South African body horror comedy movie with just some of the gnarliest special effects I've seen in quite some time. A lot of good practical people exploding effects. Really gross scene with the dude getting out of handcuffs by wriggling off his skin. Just real gross stuff. So if that's kind of, if you want a nice splattery horror comedy, Street Trash is where it's at.
Well, there you go. There's the Kelly's Corner recommendation for the week. And that is all for us here at Jumping Bomb Audio. And we will talk to you again in 2 weeks' time. Farewell.
Goodbye, everybody.
Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener. Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself, how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.